As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Midday's AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Hey, do want to remind you that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. Got the firm commitment from Steve Bunker, by the way, so he will be there. In case anyone was wondering, obviously he was going to be. One thing I'm excited about with this one is it's Friday. All right. The first two, I think, were a Thursday mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. Friday makes it a little easier to have a little bit more fun, you know?
Oh, well, yeah.
Let your hair down a little bit more on a Friday, you know?
Uh-uh.
No?
No.
Thursdays and Fridays are the same?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but you don't even drink liquor during the week. But
that's
Friday's true. A weekend.
Yeah, that's
so you can drink some liquor.
That's technically right.
Although last year was a Thursday, and we definitely took a shot of bourbon.
We did.
We'll do that again.
Yeah, we did.
We'll do that again.
Whenever you say this to me, Bunk, I'm buying. I mean, hell yeah.
Yeah, let's get a shot.
Did I leave my damn credit card there last year?
I don't even have to say anything. Two years ago, I left
my credit card there.
I don't have to say anything. I just kind of look at the bar and look at you.
You look at it, I'm
nod,
like, all right.
Oh, God, here we go.
All right.
Yeah, so anyway, that'll be part of it. That'll be Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter. As we celebrate Father's Day with you, go to 92.9thegame.com, click the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Or, if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
Yeah.
All right. We will start with Damon, who's driving on 75 South. Hey, Damon.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello.
Hey, I don't really have a question. I just want to clarify something that Randy asked earlier about why Gwinnett middle schools don't have a football league. So we have GFL, which is Gwinnett Football League, which is the park rec league that elementary and middle school play there. And then each school has a farm system.
Yes.
Like you got Lawrenceville, Black Knights, Grayson. You know, they all have a farm system that farm from there to the high schools.
Correct.
So that's why they don't have a middle school
Sampson,
team.
Yeah, Sampson plays the Parkview. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, I'm just curious.
Okay.
I was just curious. I know I understand the GFL thing. I just thought it was just something that they just didn't do, like meaning that I didn't know.
Yeah, I used to be a GFL rep, so when I was there, I wondered the same thing.
Right.
But that's the reason that they didn't tell me is they just tied it all into GFL for Gwinnett County.
All right. You used to ref games, the GFL games?
No, a rep.
Oh, a rep.
I wasn't a rep. Yeah,
okay,
I was
got
a rep.
Got
a
it,
rep
got it.
For GFL.
All right, thank you, Damon.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate
all
the
right.
info, Damon. I thought he said ref. I was going to ask him what's the craziest thing a parent said to him, because I know every ref has a story.
I know there is some stories with that, boy. And it's getting crazy and crazy, man.
Yep.
And every year, there's always a shortage of referees and umpires, man.
And I think
sports.
It's going to continue.
Yep.
I guess robots.
Oh,
we can't get robots for the youth
Not
sports.
Not for the babies.
For the Utes.
Not for the babies. The two youths. Oh, sorry. The two youths.
Youths. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's
up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, this is for Randy pretty much. But, Randy, did you ever know Randall Godfrey?
Oh, hell yeah.
That was like my favorite player coming up as a kid. I had dreams of being an inside linebacker. It didn't work out, but that was my dog back in the day.
Yeah, man. I know Godfrey really good, man. This is a good brother, man. And I get emails from him out the blue every now and then, just checking in on him. But, yeah. Randall, because his son is playing basketball in Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his son plays basketball.
That's cool.
Plays basketball for Georgia. Yeah, but I know Godfrey, man.
You were telling me you saw, was it a picture or a commitment from Plaxico Burress' son?
Yeah, going to Notre Dame.
He's going to Notre Dame to play wide receiver?
Yeah, looks like a damn daddy, too.
Well, that's probably going to work out pretty good for Notre Dame.
Yeah, man.
A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. We will talk to Chase, who's in Jefferson. Hey, Chase.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Good.
Hey, first off, my brother's in arms with the young kids. My wife's on a girls' trip this week, and I've got my 5-year-old and my 2-year-old. My 2-year-old fell asleep at 5:50 p.m., and he woke up at 6:17 a.m. My man,
well done. It was a thing of beauty. Yeah, well done.
Well, he didn't, nice, nice.
He didn't nap, and it was cruel and unusual. He was doing the sit-up naps, so I had to put him to bed. Couldn't put him in the bath. It was a drowning hazard. So I got two questions.
Okay.
What is Terry Fontenot trying to prove, or what does he really think is the best outcome for the Kirk Cousins situation? And then my second question is, why do people call into the Ask Me Anything and not ask a question? Have a good one, guys.
Well, I think D was answering the question for me.
He was answering. I also think because we don't really take a lot of calls.
Right.
So I think sometimes people are like, this is my chance.
Yes, this is your chance to talk. So that's why.
But we do. I mean, what I would like, though, like if you want to just say something,
right,
just pack a question in there, too. Yeah. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Just tack one on to the end of it. Like, hey, I want to say this statement. Because people will do that sometimes, too. I want to make this statement, and then just, you know, throw an easy one out there. Yeah. Like, what's your favorite color?
Yeah. And there you go.
When's the last time you ate an omelet or something? Yeah. You know, any question, any topic. You can literally ask.
How are you as an omelet maker?
I'm a good omelet maker. Okay. Yeah. That's like my main breakfast specialty.
Okay, cool. I'm getting there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
What's your strategy?
I don't have one all the way because only person eats eggs that early in the morning is Sebastian. And him and my crazy behind wife. You remember the video she made with the cracking of the eggs? It's like a TikTok thing.
Yes.
So now that's all he does, man. Like he comes out in the morning, Daddy, eggs. I'm like, cool. We're going to make some eggs. He has to bring his little chair over so he can sit there and watch you make the eggs. He takes the eggs out of the carton and like almost breaks it on his head every single time.
No, no, no.
I don't know what my wife. So yeah, that's what he does. He tries to crack the egg on his head.
That's tough.
But I gotta get the. I can't get the flip all the way where I need it.
Yeah, that's the hard. Yeah, that's the hard. Yeah. That's it.
That's the only thing.
That's the whole key.
If I get the flip all the way there, then I'm good.
You'll get your flip down.
Yeah,
you'll get your flip down. That's the second flip reference on the show today. All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, man, y'all got me laughing over here. Hey, follow up from last week, Randy, hell no, I didn't apologize, but I had to compromise. I had to compromise, though, and the reason why, you know why. So I apologize to her for not apologizing.
Yeah, like, you had to apologize. Okay. Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Hey, I got willpower to a certain extent because she's tried that before. She tried that with me. All I got to do is drop the shirt. All I got to do is drop the shirt. You know, but I got willpower. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Don't let her do that to you, man.
So, listen, I was listening to Dukes yesterday, and he was talking about Kyle Pitts. So, my question for y'all is, do y'all think we holding Kyle Pitts out? Or is Kyle Pitts being held out because we are also, we going to actually trade or not? And my other thing, I want to congratulate Abe on saying more than two words, which is hold on. Because I called, I said, what up, Abe? Abe was like, hey, what's up? And he said more than two words today. He was like, what's up and hold on. So I got four words out of Abe today. Thank you, Abe.
You're the only only person that has a hard time keeping Abe brief is Mo.
Yes. Going back to who's it called before Mo?
Chase, I think, maybe.
His question about Terry Fontenot's the outcome of Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
He wants somebody to take him off his hands and they don't have to pay Kirk Cousins. That's it. That's his ultimate goal.
That's his hopeful
outcome.
Yeah, is it the team gets desperate, needs him, and takes him off the hands and maybe even takes a little bit of the money with
him? I don't think he will.
I don't think so either.
No. As far as Kyle Pitts, I don't think they're trading Kyle Pitts. I don't think they're shopping Kyle Pitts.
I don't either. And I also don't think they're holding him out of OTAs right now in an attempt to trade him.
No.
I think he has a foot thing.
I think something wrong with him.
Yeah. And that sucks. Hopefully it gets better and he can play this year.
We could be 100% wrong.
Yeah, I don't. But
I
just don't,
I don't think they're shopping.
I just, what are you going to get?
Yeah, that's my thing.
Also, who's going to play the position? I realize you have Charlie Warner, but like Charlie Warner's a blocking tight end. He's caught like 10 passes in his whole NFL career.
Yeah, so
he's really good at his job, but his job is not really to
catch. Back and get Jonnu.
Like Mercedes Lewis needs a squad.
Mercedes game. I can run with Mercedes.
I was gonna say, like, how far do we got to go before we start talking about Randy?
After that burst I showed, go get my child.
If there's video of that, you send that over to Terry, then maybe they will shop.
That burst, I had to go get my baby out there.
Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right, fellas. I need some help on this one. So yesterday I watched the IndyCar race Grand Prix in Detroit, and the steering wheel in that car looked like a game console. And it had like a little air vent in the helmet. But I'm wondering, do you have brake pedals, throttle? It looked like they're using that steering wheel to do everything to control the car. I don't know nothing about IndyCar.
I watch all of F1, because they had one yesterday. It's Barcelona. Love watching Formula One racing. And then, you know, watching the show, you learn a little bit more. Yeah, everything is controlled by that.
Oh, really?
But they have pedals, I'm assuming. But Mike Bell's here, so he would know way more than me. But, yeah, it's pretty cool watching them drive. It was a great race yesterday. I'll ask Mike in a minute. I don't know what the hell Max was doing, because why do you let your opponent go past you? It was a crazy ending to the race yesterday. But, that thing just – It's cool as hell, but I'm pretty sure it does all that.
But you got a gas
and
pedal
and all that, yeah.
And a
and
a brake.
But the steering wheel does everything, meaning it's buttons on there or something. Hold on, I asked Mike.
Yeah, I certainly don't know.
Mike knows.
Jamal is in Smyrna.
Jamal.
Hey, what up? Hey, this first question for Randy. I went to Fort Valley, right?
Okay.
So I want to know, do you ever talk to Quez here?
Quez. Which one?
Quez with the Florida.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Quez.
Okay.
Yeah, he's head coach at, Mount something. It's in Florida. He's head coach from up down there.
Oh, in Florida. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, so the second question for both of y'all. Do y'all think the Braves is the team to play if you're slumping?
Yes.
They are.
I mean, where the Padres came in at 0-7 and... Yep. Beat us up, and the Diamondbacks won, 2 out of 12 or something?
Hey, man, they are that chick.
They are.
Yep, they are that chick.
They're slump buster.
They're a slump buster.
Right now, they're the slump buster.
Yes, they are.
And, the Diamondbacks have been playing some bad ball, so the Braves are the perfect team for them to play. The Red Sox had lost 5 in a row. They come in, and they beat the Braves 2 out of 3. Padres had lost 7 in a row. They beat the Braves 2 out of 3. I mean, just losing a game to the Rockies is basically like losing a series to the Rockies, as bad as they are. And the Braves lost a game to the Rockies. So, yeah, man, it's not fun right now. It's not fun times for the Atlanta Braves.
No, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Pretty bad.
And it's bad because it was just all the time bad, but then you got stuff in the middle in game 2 of the past. Like, damn, boy, I tell you. But that's what bad teams do. They have, oh, boy, I tell you, and then they have 1-3.
Yeah, they're doing the win 1, lose 2 every series.
They are.
Not very fun.
No.
Deck is in Covington. Hey, Deck.
Yo, what's happening? What's going on, Randy?
How you doing, man?
What's going on, Andy?
Hello, Deck.
Hey, man, I just wanted to tell y'all, first of all, I love the show. I tune in every day, whether I'm working or not.
I love you.
And I support y'all to the fullest.
Thank you.
All right.
You
so my question
is...
Yeah. My question is, Zach Robinson said that he was going to allow Phoenix to run a little more. What are you guys' thoughts about that?
That's exactly right, what I keep saying. You got to use what he does best.
Yeah, like a little more than what, but, also, is my question. More than Kirk? Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be easy to do. Yeah. A little more than he did last year in the three games that he played.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like Lamar running.
Right.
I think it should be more or less allowing him to decide what he runs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to run him like they ran Marcus.
No.
You know, you're not going to run him like, hell, you're not going to run him like they ran Desmond.
Nope.
But he's going to run a little bit more than Kirk.
Yeah, which again, like, I run more than Kirk does. Kirk wasn't doing anything. All right, Owens in Southwest Atlanta.
Lone person.
Hey, guys, I want to ask y'all a question. I got into a discussion with my buddies the other day.
All right.
For you guys, this is pertaining to the NBA. What criteria would you have for measuring a superstar? We was arguing the other day about, would Haliburton for the Pacers be a superstar? We were arguing about that. Does it not distinguish whether you're a superstar or not, does it? I just want to ask you guys.
Thank you, Owen.
I love
what you. What did the last Owen, part
Owen,
that he said?
Owen, I got so much love for you, man. I think those are the dumbest damn conversations ever. What determines a superstar? My definition of a superstar, this is my definition. I don't give a damn what yours is or anybody else. This is what I believe. I believe a superstar is a player that people come to see him play in road games. When they're coming to your arena,
it's a good definition.
You go see him play. Yeah. And they're just not those guys. And as good as Tyrese Haliburton is, ain't nobody coming to no damn State Farm Arena to see him.
My other my test is pretty simple too.
Yeah, that's mine.
If you have to ask,
exactly,
you're probably not.
Yes,
right. Like if there's a debate,
I know exactly what my main man is talking about. I saw that. I mean, you were sitting here watching, like,
yep,
what? That's a debate. If he's a super, if you got to debate that, it's just like that face of the franchise.
It's just like that.
It's just like that. If you got to debate it, then it ain't.
If you have to ask, then the answer is no.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But yeah,
pretty much.
That's it, man. So that's my definition of it.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with that too. But it's not going to go. he's an awesome player, and his team's in the NBA Finals.
Awesome player.
Can't that be enough?
Why can't you talk about the finals themselves?
Yeah,
nothing's like what are you?
Can't that be enough?
The Knicks got beat Saturday night, and they leading every damn show.
That's true.
Well, I'm so glad the Knicks. True. I'm just glad the Knicks fans again that were on the TV yelling curse words and throwing trash at people. Those are the ones. Not my main man Val that we like. You know, he's a loyal New Yorker.
I'm sure there's some nice Knicks fans.
But not them people.
Yeah, those folks. They're going
home. And Ben Stiller, too.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
Randy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
He did.
Yes. Andy gets free shout-outs to church, and I'll get my flip down.
Yeah, Randy's going to – you can always flip a guy, Randy said. And maybe not an omelet, but flip a guy.
new Falcons podcast is going to be trauma porn for Falcons fans.
Yes, it is.
Need somebody to make a drop out of this from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy because they are simple, low-maintenance, salt-of-the-earth type of dudes.
Yes, we are.
Make sure you undork your life.
Yeah.
And even Indiana Jones can't avoid Randy's disdain for that state.
I had that one, too. Nothing from Indiana. Not even Jones. Yeah, what man. A good line. All right. Have a great...
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.